people, people who need people, are the luckiest people in the world.
Bring people together from several countries or from a range of cultural or linguistic traditions, and the result might be multicultural, but the group has certainly not experienced enculturation. When Father James McCurry, the provincial of the English and Irish province of the Conventual Friars Minor, visited Vatican Radio with its 61 nationalities amongst the staff of the radio, it was an ideal opportunity to speak of the meaning and the impact of enculturation. We spoke first of the efforts that the friars are making within a multicultural Britain and Ireland.
Don't try simply to have friars of one nationality in one friary, but that we have a real mixture, so that even in Britain and Ireland, now where I work, we're trying to have our friaries reflect the multinational and intercultural image of British and Irish society today as well.
Which is not always easy.
It isn't, and it's not easy for British or Irish society to have a true intercultural spirit, nor is it easy for Franciscans to have a true intercultural spirit within our houses. We strive for that. We know it's an ideal, and we need to be formed for that. We need to have help in becoming more sensitive, because it's the little issues that will become problematic if we don't address them. We need to be welcoming to friars who've been formed in different programs and nations, and they need to be open to the fact that they're entering a new country with different expectations.
Yes, because I remember from when I myself was in Zambia, you've got the Franciscan Study Centre in Lusaka, and you've got the Conventuals, you've got the Capuchins, you've got the OFMs. And you've also got the Franciscan Missionaries of the Divine Motherhood within the one complex. But you've got the student friars from over the whole of Africa, and not everybody speaks English when they come. So not only have they got to adjust to a completely new country and a different culture, they've also got to learn a new language as well.
They have to adjust to food, dietary differences. They have to adjust to different preoccupations in the home cultures. The language barrier is enormous, and the only way to adjust is with the spirituality of supernatural charity. That it sounds overly pietistic maybe to say that, but at the basis of genuine interculturality that is gospel-based has to be a desire to put the gospel mandate of love into a practical expression by the way we treat one another and are sensitive to one another. So I think we need help to do that, and this is why our general chapter spent so much time talking about formation for mission, because we feel that we don't want to send anyone to any mission territory without properly forming them for what they will be facing. Nor do we want to bring any friar from a developing country to study in a place like Canterbury without helping them in advance to know what they'll expect when they come to Canterbury. Although I must say the British and the Irish are still quite accepting. And we brought a friar from India to work in Dublin. And I don't know how many people have thanked me for bringing this wonderful young friar priest to work in our ministry in Dublin, that he, his smile radiates everything that we consider the best in our Franciscan tradition, and his homilies reflect a sound formation. So people in our islands, I find to be quite accepting. But it's still a challenge, and we don't want to take anything for granted. And we, at the Franciscan Study Center in Canterbury, we have several nationalities doing all types of courses in sabbatical programs, in various degree programs in catechetical formation, and they come there from perhaps as many as 25 countries. So it's a challenge even there in our kitchen to give them the opportunity to experience something of the home so they won't be so homesick.
Because people often don't realize how important food is when you're moving between countries, because you might think, oh, it's only a detail. But for an Asian, they really miss the rice.
They do.
And for somebody from England or Ireland, you can really miss the potatoes and just little things like that.
Tell me about it. As much as I love Assisi, as much as I love Italy, my tongue is hanging out for a decent cup of tea. I can't wait to get back to London and make my own pot of tea. So there are certain things that we just take for granted that nobody else would realise unless you bring it to their attention.
And when we talk so much about inculturation within the order as a whole, within the church, inculturation, although food is an important part, inculturation doesn't just mean you have rice on the table if there are Asians, you have potatoes if there are English or the Irish or whatever nationality. Inculturation also involves a mindset, doesn't it?
It does. Inculturation, I think the two most important things we can say about inculturation is based in the biblical reality of Jesus's self-emptying. Though he was God, he did not deem equality with the Father and the Spirit something to cling to. Rather, he emptied himself and became inculturated in the Palestine of 2 millennia ago. So that sets the template for authentic inculturation. And the second thing is he did so in a context of solidarity, a community. And he formed a community around himself, and he taught them how to be intercultural. There were differences between the apostles and among the disciples. And by Jesus inculturating himself and entering into a community that he taught to have solidarity and charity, he set a paradigm for all future inculturation. Then when the apostles went out to evangelize the world, they brought that paradigm into the world. And so the gospel itself is a message that cannot be realized without inculturation. That's, inculturation is not just a nice window dressing on the gospel. It's essential to it.
Because one of the difficult things when somebody moves between countries is that even if you know that some of the people who are around you, the vast majority of people in that country do not share your past, although you're sharing your present and you will have to share your future. But that shared appreciation of past, of history, and of where I have come from is very, very important, isn't it?
It's very important, and sometimes we have to carry that as a secret treasure in our hearts, and sometimes we can't. Part of our inculturating into a new culture is that we can't impose even our cherished past on the people who are welcoming us. And I think that Jesus had to keep some of his past, some of his relationship with the Father and the Spirit, in the communion of his relationship with them. He couldn't reveal all of it to the followers with whom he formed a community on this earth. And so too, when we go to other cultures, we keep within our hearts the treasured memories of the past, but we can't always impose that on them, although now and again we have the opportunity if we're invited to do so. And it doesn't have to be an invitation offered in words. Sometimes people genuinely want to know about the songs that you sang growing up. They want to hear someone sing the Fields of Athenry, where they want to hear See You Do, a little Irish step dance. And it opens them to express some of their own songs and dances of the past. And then there becomes a true intercultural exchange. But first there has to be a gesture, a sign of welcoming that, of rather than simply imposing. I'm not going to go to a mission and immediately start teaching all of the mission children to sing Shorten Paddy Dear, having heard the news that's going round, the Shamrock is forbade by law. So you need to, that's the intercultural sensitivity that you need to base on the gospel paradigm.
Yes. Because also part of enculturation is learning to take on your viewpoint into my life so that I can see the treasures of your past through your eyes. And I mightn't be able to accept it at all, but I can see it as precious.
In your soul says you are half now your whole, no more hunger and thirst, but first be a person who needs people.